सुनियो मेरी मन्नत सुनियो
Once you hear Karen Aliwali's new album, you'll understand why she's called it Am Zamin, Common Ground. It combines all sorts of musical traditions that you wouldn't think could work together. Pakistani Qawwali, African Sahara grooves and ululations, Celtic and Portuguese with some jazz thrown in for good measure, and it all flows together hypnotically. But rather than just play music from the CD, we wanted to let you hear her perform live. So I'm very pleased that we are joined now by Karen Aliwali, along with Nitin Mitta on tabla, Rob Curto on accordion, and Rez Abazi on guitar. Rez also co-produced the new album with Justin Adams. And full disclosure, he is married to Karen. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, and Karen, aren't you personally a jumble of influences? Canadian, East Indian, and you live in New York.
Certainly am. I was born in India, and then we moved to Canada in the 70s, so that's where I grew up. But I spent a lot of time as an adult in India as well. And the whole world, really, is influencing all of us.
Well, where did your musical interest begin?
In India? Yeah, pretty much in India. I started learning at the age of 5 in India. And then when we immigrated to Canada, I continued learning Indian music part-time through school. And then after I finished university, that's when I went back to India for about 10 years to learn full-time.
But you also allowed some of the other things that you were hearing in Canada to influence you.
Certainly. I went to a lot of concerts. I had the radio on. And, you know, radio in Canada, that wasn't a place I could hear Indian music. So I heard other things like guitars. And therefore, I married a guitarist.
But when we say Indian music, we're talking about a lot of different traditions, northern, southern, different kinds of instruments. There's also Hindu music that is different from Muslim music. So what tradition do you come out of?
My formal training is in Indian classical music and a type of genre called ghazal. That's where I've formally trained. But now this is my 5th CD, Am Zamin. And with this CD, I've started not only just composing the music, but also writing the words. And
in what language?
In Urdu and Punjabi. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that I couldn't find existing ghazal poetry that would work well with my collaborations. And so that need propelled me to start writing my own lyrics as well. And so I call this contemporary Indian music.
Now, is ghazal the music of the Punjab?
No, actually. Ghazals are in Punjab as well, but they're basically a northern Indian genre, and they're in Pakistan as well. And they really originated in the 10th century in Persia.
And then, to complicate things, you decided to combine them with African-based rhythms. Do they work together naturally?
I did have some trouble finding a ghazal poetry that would fit in what I was hearing, what I wanted my music to be. So that's why when I was working with Tenariwen, I chose a Pakistani classic qawwali. And when I composed my own things, I wrote the lyrics myself.
Now, we have to back up. You mentioned Tenariwen.
Yeah.
That's a Saharan group?
Yes, that's a legendary group from the Sahara Desert in Mali, Africa.
A group that has been relatively marginalized in recent years. I don't mean the group itself, but that whole culture.
The Tuaregs, yes. Ever since France left Mali, they have been marginalized. But right now there's a civil war happening in Mali. And so there's a lot of turbulence in the area.
Does the music take on a special significance for the Tuaregs?
Definitely. The Tuaregs... Their lyrics are very much about an external enemy, the state or people who are not giving them enough land or enough rights. And it's very interesting because a lot of my music is about an internal enemy, that self-sabotager that, you know, I have in me that we all have. So,
do you mean the neuroses that leads us to do the things we shouldn't be doing?
Or sometimes leads us to do things that... that end up in good art.
So what are you going to be playing for us?
We're going to do for you a song called Must Must, and this is a classic Pakistani qawwali. And this song is talking about being intoxicated in the mystic love
and this of God. This is a song that was made famous by the late Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Here we go.
Must, 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 must,
It was really hard for me not to jump up and dance. And it's hard for you to perform it, obviously, without doing a little bit of dancing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Kiran Ahluwalia singing Must, accompanied by Nitin Mitta on tabla, Rob Curto on accordion, and Rez Abbasi on guitar. And what does Must mean?
Must means intoxicated, and must is just a reaffirmation of the intoxication.
Very high.
And it's in being intoxicated with the mystic love of God.
Now, if you were to perform this in India, would people get it, or would they think,
oh,
gee,
totally,
you've become too westernized?
Oh, you mean because of the guitar?
Yeah, well, the guitar isn't all, it serves the same role as traditional Indian string instruments, doesn't it?
Kind of, because it has the rhythm as well. I mean, Indian music traditionally doesn't have a lot of harmony in it. Bollywood music, which is the music of Indian films, has harmony. But traditional Indian music doesn't have harmony. And with the guitar, not only do I get a melodic instrument, but I get that rhythm happening behind and the harmony. It's an interesting question. Would this music be considered too westernized because of the accordion and guitar?
I guess it could be Bollywood. Except they like a lot of strings.
It would depend on who you're asking in India, because now in India, I mean, there are electronic bands in India that you hear them and you would never think that, wow, is that Indian? So our entire definition of what exactly is Indian music and what is Western is, of course, changing because everyone is being influenced by other things.
Now, what about the other song that you're going to perform, Yaar Naal?
We are going to do a Yaar Naal, which is a Punjabi folk song. And this song is also talking about people who love to drink.
Now, where does the music of Mali come into all of this? And have you been to Mali?
Yes, I was just in Mali in January. I was performing at the Festival of the Desert with Tenariwen, and we were the closing performance of a 3-night festival, and we went on stage at 3:40 a.m. And then 3 days after I left Mali, that's when the Civil War broke out.
Got out just in time. But this is a song about being drunk on love, you say.
This is about being drunk on a different kind of a love, of carnal love. And the song is talking about people who love to drink, and it's saying that just like people who drink a lot are never quite satisfied, their thirst is never quenched, just like that, I too am never satisfied with the amount of time I have with my beloved.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, so we should probably start. Kiran Ahluwalia, accompanied by Nitin Mitta, Rob Curto, and Rez Abbasi. These are both in your new CD?
Yes, exactly. Om Zameen, Common Ground.
And let's listen to it now.
Okay.
ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਪਿਗਿਓ ਜਾਨ ਟੱਲੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਪਿਗਿਓ ਜਾਨ ਟੱਲੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਣ ਪਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਨਾ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਣ ਪਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਨਾ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਨਵੀਂ ਹੋਵੇ
World Music Grammy winner Kiran Ahluwalia performing Yarnal.
Yarnal, yeah.
Yeah, and an amazing group. Did you find them all in New York?
Oh, thank you for saying that. I did actually find them all in New York, and I'm really blessed. This is a really world-class group here. Rez is the artistic director, and he arranges everything, and found him in New York, and Rob and Nathan as well. Rob spends a lot of time in Brazil, and Nathan spends a lot of time in India, and Rez spends a lot of time on the couch.
And you've given up bond trading to do this. I think that was a wise choice.
Thank you.
So the album is called Am Zameen. I'm sorry. I just read Indian words very poorly. Common Ground. And
you're actually doing really well. You said my name quite beautifully, Ahluwalia, because I've often got Hallelujah all sorts of things, but you say it really beautifully, Leonard.
Any upcoming gigs here in New York?
I do have upcoming gigs, and they're all on my website, which is kiranmusic.com.
And we have a link to that on our show page at wnyc.org. Thank you all so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having us. You're lovely.